With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. State Department will suspend the processing of immigrant visas for citizens of some 75 countries whose nationals are deemed likely to require public assistance while living in America.
State officials say they instructed consular officers to halt immigrant visa applications from the countries affected. Officials say they did this in accordance with a broader order issued in November that tightened rules around potential immigrants who might become public charges in the U.S. But the suspension won't apply to applicants seeking non-immigrant or temporary tourist or business visas. The suspension of visas begins January 21st.
That is Washington correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. The State Department says it's bringing an end to the abuse of America's immigration system. Bloodshed in Minnesota. A federal officer in Minneapolis has shot a person in the leg. That after being attacked with shovels during an arrest. Senate Republicans blocking a war powers resolution that was opposed by President Trump. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Two GOP senators reversed their earlier votes of supporting the legislation, which would have limited President Trump's ability to conduct further attacks on Venezuela. After Senators Josh Hawley and Todd Young flipped, Vice President Vance cast the tie-breaking vote to defeat the resolution. Hawley and Young heard directly from the president and top administration officials who they say offered assurances of seeking congressional approval before any military action in Venezuela. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A Danish official says a fundamental disagreement over Greenland remains with President Trump after talks in Washington. One official with Denmark says it's clear Mr. Trump has his wish of conquering Greenland. This is SRN News. A critical religious freedom case underway now in Canada.
Assisted suicide is legal in the country, but religious hospitals and pro-life hospice facilities do not want to participate. But a family in British Columbia is suing, demanding that such health care providers be forced to help people kill themselves. The Supreme Court of British Columbia is taking testimony in the case the rest of this month and is expected to deliver a verdict this year. That decision could affect religious freedom all across Canada. Michael Harrington reporting.
While the Supreme Court considers the issue of males competing against females in school sports, the people have made up their minds. AP poll finds 60% of adults strongly favor state laws barring boys from playing on girls' teams. Just 20% somewhat favor the laws, or rather opposed to the laws, and 25% of respondents say they don't have an opinion. This is SRN News. We are learning more now about last year's crash of a UPS cargo jet.
According to newly released NTSB findings, the same type of part that broke on the UPS MD-11 cargo plane that crashed in Louisville, Kentucky, had actually failed four times before on three different aircraft. Those failures were documented by Boeing back in 2011. The NTSB says the same component on the UPS jet had cracks that maintenance failed to catch. That engine separated from the aircraft just seconds after the November 4, 2025 takeoff.
An astronaut in need of medical care on his way back to Earth will be slashing down in about 40 minutes from right now. Now, NASA is not saying what his problem is, but he does need the service of a doctor. That astronaut has not been identified, but he said he's doing okay. More details at srnnews.com.